Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to this meeting of the Licensing Subcommittee at Maldon District Council. We sit today...
Can I just sneak out and give her a call again?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, we're sitting today under the Licensing Act 2003 and to hear and determine applications made under the Act. I'm Councillor Mark Durham. I have been appointed as chairman for this meeting. The other members are Councillor Channer on my right and Councillor Beale on my left. Notes from this meeting will be taken by Ms. Tara Bird on my left. Our legal advisor is Mr. Simon Quelch, and the licensing officer is Mr. Daniel Winter. Mr. Winter, you're going to let us know what is on the menu today, please. Where is the agenda?
It goes here.
So, have we any apologies for absence?
No, we haven't.
Have we any disclosures of interest? No, we haven't. Thank you. Mr. Winter, sorry.
Thank you, Chair.
I have to keep my committee services clerk happy to do things the right order, in the right way. Otherwise, Miss Bird gets very upset with me. So, yes, if you could let us know what we're here to discuss, please.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to consider an application for a new premises licence under Section 17 of the Licensing Act 2003, having regard to representations received and the requirement to promote the four licensing objectives. We recommend that the Licensing Subcommittee determines the application for a premises licence, taking into consideration the options that are available as detailed in paragraph 4.1 below. To highlight the key issues, Riverside Park is a public open space owned and managed by Maldon District Council. Oh, I do apologise. Are we doing the Riverside?
We'll do Prom Park.
I do apologise. Bear with me.
I've got an update. She's in a car travelling from Southend Airport. She said she's very happy to talk to anybody, but obviously she can't sign a piece of paper or anything like that, but that's not enough.
It's fine, sir. It's fine. Take your seat.
Just to rewind a few words, we recommend the licensing subcommittee determines the application of premises licence, taking into consideration the options that are available to them. Key issues are the Promenade Park is a public open space owned and managed by Maldon District Council. The events team at Maldon District Council have submitted this application with the intention to hold certain events throughout the year at the Promenade Park. Maldon District Council has held a licence at the Promenade Park since 19th of May 2006. The new application applied for will allow them to cover the sales of alcohol, longer licensing times for some activities, and the license would cover Hythe Quay. The complete application was received on the 30th of May 2019. As part of the licensing process, a complete copy of the application was sent out to the responsible authorities for consultation. The application has been made properly in accordance with the Licensing Act 2003 and all procedures correctly followed. The completed application form is attached as Appendix A. The application was correctly advertised in the locally circulated newspaper within the timescale allocated under legislation and Maldon District Council's website. Members are asked to note that this report is published publicly. Personal details have been redacted from some documents. However, the licensing authority and the applicant have received complete copies of all the documents. On the 4th of July 2019, conditions were agreed upon by both the Environmental Services and the events team, as detailed in Appendix B. A list of all the licensing activities and times are detailed below. During the course of the consultation period, representations were received from three members of the public covering all four of the licensing objectives as listed in section 1.1 above. Copies of all representations received are attached to this report as Appendix C. A plan indicating the location of the premises is attached as Appendix D. To conclude, members are advised that they have the following options when determining this application. They can either grant the application on the terms and conditions applied for. They can grant the application and terms and conditions applied for modified to such an extent as considered appropriate to promote the four licensing objectives. Or they can refuse the application in whole or in part. Members are reminded that the applicant and or person making representation in relation to this matter may appeal the decision to the council, to the magistrate's court, of the council to the magistrate's court. And that, Chair, concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. So just a quick explanation on how this will pan out. You've heard the outline of the application. That will be obviously repeated for the next application. Everybody will go around the room in a minute and everybody can identify themselves. The applicant makes an opening statement, would then have the right to call witnesses. I suspect the applicant is the only witness. Obviously can be questioned by the panel or questioned by responsible authorities. I just would like to clarify that there have been no representations from any responsible authority for either application. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Environmental Services, it was consultation, not representation.
Okay.
It was just as Appendix B, just some recommendations that were agreed by the applicant.
Okay.
Those making representation, which was the Environmental Services.
Okay. We are able to ask questions of the applicant and anybody else, although there isn't anyone present, and we will then retire and make our decision. So I think in terms of this particular license, this is basically an update, I think, of an extant license. Is that correct? And how long has the extant license been in operation for?
Maybe, Chairman, you would like the applicant to actually.
I just wanted the sort of background. If he's going to cover that in his background, I'm sure. Right, okay. I just wanted to know what the existing licence was.
It's May 2006, there's been a licence on there. That was off memory. It was no alcohol sales of alcohol was allowed on that licence. So this is a slightly different licence in it. It does allow the sales of alcohol and some amendments to the times for licensable activities. That's what this application is about.
So the sale of alcohol is the only additional licensable activity?
Major additional, yes.
Okay. Mr. Ellen, down to you then.
Thank you, Chairman. As Mr. Winter has said, this is an application by the Council to support the park as an event space, importantly to regularise the events that do take place. The Council will be aware that currently a number of events do take place that do sell alcohol. That's done through the ad hoc TENS, temporary events notice process. This is done to help regularise that, bring the controls in line with each other, and support the council's objective to derive an income income from the park to support its sustainability. Clearly we've demonstrated a desire within the community for such events, and these have been done safely and well. The licence remains in the control of the council, and it would be that we would allow others to make use of it. Recognise there have been some concerns raised, but it is that the events do bring prosperity to the area, which is key to the economy of the area. The controls have been put in place as part of our licence application and agreed with the Environmental Services, and we feel are sufficient to protect the licensing objectives, would work well. In addition to the times that have been agreed, it should be noted there are a limit on the occasions of certain events to ensure that it's not a constant amount of events, and it balances the needs and wants of the local residents and the people who want the events to take place.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Can I just get a point of clarification? The temporary event notice has a limit on the number of attendees, does it not?
499. You can have two temporary event notices
on one more than on one location, but in different spots. Typically, no, it's
yeah.
specifically for a location. It's a large area, and you have various temporary event purposes, which allows more different people. 500 really isn't located around the area. It's
okay.
difficult. It's not. Doesn't really include everyone that's on the premises.
Okay. So I assume things like the car show where there has been sale of alcohol in various locations, that would have been under the temporary event notice. Okay. I do have quite a lot of knowledge about these larger scale premises licences. And in order to fulfil the licensing objectives with things like drugs policy, lost child, etc., etc., it's very important to have control over the entries and exits in order to have a realistic chance of being able to satisfy those objectives. And I just would like to know what sort of things you're going to put in place to ensure that you're able to meet those requirements.
Sure. Well, understanding how the events team work with event promoters is quite important. So when anyone wanted to undertake an event within council land, they are required to submit an application, provide a full risk assessment and event management plan. That is, of course, reviewed against best practice, which is the Purple Guide for Events Management, and the events team take a view on how that's going to be achieved. Thinking about the tens of the way that happens at the moment, larger events may have 4 or 5 temporary events notices that, yes, serve only 500 people in those locations, but those people then leave the locations, meaning there are suddenly thousands of people, and to some extent you lose the overall control of those people. So this is about regularising that. So my answer is that the event management plan and the risk assessment have to take those things into account and have to provide ways of managing that. But that may vary depending on different events, and would always be within the discretion of the council to say no, those controls simply aren't sufficient.
So you would propose to submit an event safety management plan for each individual event, is that correct?
That's correct, that's what happens at the moment. The event promoter, which is occasionally the council itself, submits a full event management plan which details precisely how those controls are going to be implemented for that given event. As you can imagine, the location and hence the requirements differ according to what event is proposed.
Councillor Morris, I'm sorry, I can't include you in this.
No, I just want to check the information.
I'm sorry, you can't. I do appreciate the fact that we're relying on our own the information we've been provided and our legal representation, yeah. But it's much appreciated. So, sorry, yes, lost my train of thought, and I would suspect that following the submission of the event safety management plans, there would be a SAG in most cases.
In some cases, yes. Okay. There's a certain limit where those events raise a SAG meeting, essentially. Yeah.
My other question or observation is that this application is for a maximum of 14,999 people on the site, which includes staff and employees, etc., etc. I'd think to probably the car show, where there were potentially more. It's very difficult to monitor those numbers. I again just would like some comfort to know how you propose to keep within in the licence numbers.
Yes, so again, that would be part of the event management plan based on the event. I do know that the car show has estimated higher numbers in the park as an entirety, but not within their licensable area. It also should be noted that actually 15,000 is about right for even our largest events, owing to the comings and goings of people. But yes, it's down to the event management plan to justify how it will achieve that. If it suspects that it will be beyond this licence, then it would no longer be sufficient and they would require an additional licence to cover that specific event.
Okay. And you are aware that the Environmental Health have required or have suggested some changes, and you are happy with those changes, are you? Conditions?
Those conditions have been agreed.
Okay, thank you. I think in the absence there aren't anybody to speak on this one. Members, have you any questions? Councillor Beale?
No,
Councillor Mrs. Jenner?
No, I think you've answered the ones I would have wanted answered.
You have the opportunity to make a closing statement, Mr. Ellum, if you wish to.
No, thank you.
Okay. In which case, we will adjourn to discuss the licence.
Thank you.